Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Do you have any investments? A businessman once asked me. And what do you invest in? I explained that I had some rather large investments, but they were not subject to the whims of markets in a capricious economy. I told him that I had invested my life in the kingdom of God, in people around the world, which includes my children and family. From the look that I got as I explained what was important in my life, I recognized we were not on the same page when it comes to what we consider to be important. One of my heroes is a man by the name of Jim Elliot, who with four companions laid down his life on a sandy landing strip by a jungle river in Ecuador. Jim, who was martyred by the Alcas in 1956, wrote these words in his diary a few weeks before he was speared to death. Quote, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep, to gain what he cannot lose." The fact that there were firearms in the airplane, which could have been used to bring down the attackers, made it crystal clear. Those five men willingly died for the cause of Christ. Okay, you ask, what's the point? It's this. Every person is investing his life in something. What is yours invested in? Every day you use your resources, your talents, and your time for something. You're working to make more money, and you invest it so you can have, yes, more money. You spend your time either working, surviving, or for leisure. And your talents, which are generally used for making money, can also be used to alleviate the suffering of the sick, for helping to educate kids, for making a difference in your community, or for touching the lives of people around the world. Hey, you may be thinking, this is my life and I can do with it whatever I please. That's true. But one thing you are forgetting is at the end you will give an account to God for what you have done. Jesus told the story of a businessman who was going on a long journey. But before he left, he turned over his estate and property to these three men. To one he gave five talents, to another two, to a third only one. How much was a talent? At the time, a talent represented about $1,000 US, or the equivalent of 15 years of a working man's wage. That represented a lot of money. The one who had received five talents doubled his money. The one with two gained 100% increase, so he had four talents. And the third? He was afraid that he might invest poorly and lose the money, so he just dug a hole in the ground and buried his money. No, he didn't lose it, but through fear, he gained nothing. When the master returned, he commended the first two, saying, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." But the third was sternly rebuked. Now, here's how this applies to us. First, what you have is a gift from God. What you do with it is your gift back to Him. Second, what you have is a loan which can be recalled at any time. Don't forget it. Third, you are to invest your resources, your talents, and your time wisely for God. What you don't use, you lose or you waste. Consider investing in others, not just yourself. Fourth, someday you will be held accountable for what you have invested. So invest wisely, friend. God expects it of you. Your time, your talents, and resources are all tangibles that can be invested for eternity.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.